Thank you, Mr. Chair. To me, the provision as such is clear and understandable. The only concern I had and where and why I made this comment about the language is this phrase, raise objections. I'm simply not sure whether this is, you could say, proper legal English that a native speaker would use to describe the situation. It's actually a defense. It could also be that this kind of reaction, it's a kind of reaction. The carrier is, let's say, sued or a claim is being brought against the carrier, and then this Article 31E lists the arguments that the carrier can make use of to, let's say, yeah, to deny, to deny to fulfill the obligation. And this specific argument, I don't know if it's called, really called objection, or if it needs to be called defense. So it's clearly a language, legal language issue, and that's why I think maybe your people from the legal department could check it. So if you simply highlight for your colleagues these words, raise objections, if this is the right expression. If it is, then I have no concerns regarding the content of this provision. Thank you.
Hold on, hold on. It's